Hello, hello. Today's story is called Boys Don't Fly,
but they do.
They can, yeah. Today's story is called Boys Don't Fry by Kimberly Lee. Jin sniffed. He could smell the spices in the air, and he couldn't decide whether to sneeze or smile. He took another whiff. Ooh, was that lemongrass? And macrot lime leaves, too? Their bright, sharp scent made his taste buds tingle. His grandmother, Mama, was cooking up a storm. Dinner was sure to be good. Jin's aunties flew in and out of the kitchen like bees. Bzz, bzz, bzz. The buzzing never stopped as they picked out the best herbs for their queen. Jin's tummy rumbled as loudly as the kitchen. Mama always said that the kitchen was the stomach of the house. And the heart. The heart? Well, that was Mama, of course. Both the heart and the stomach were working hard today on the eve of Lunar New Year. Jin's relatives would be coming over for their big family reunion dinner that night. He couldn't wait. Tua E, Jin's elder auntie, turned excitedly to Jin's sisters. Mama's cooking chicken pongte for tonight. Do you want to help us make it? His sisters shook their heads no and shot off quickly, leaving a telltale trail of pineapple tart crumbs behind them. Jin wished Tua E had asked him to help too, but babas never got asked, only nyonyas did. Jin never understood why. No one else had a better nose than he did, or could tell the difference between ginger and galangal as well as he could, and no one loved food more. Every clang and chop from the kitchen made him inch closer and closer to the action. Squaring his shoulders, Jin cleared his throat loudly. Ahem! I can help, he offered boldly. Aya, Jin, you just get bored, Tua E replied with a cheerful pinch of his cheek. Jin's second auntie nodded worriedly. You'd only get in the way. And we have so much to do already, tutted his third auntie as she whizzed past. You'll mess everything up. The kitchen's not a playground, Jin. Bzz, 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 bzz. Jin's head started to hurt. Suddenly, Jin heard the loud thwomp of Mama's walking cane against the floor. I don't see anything wrong with Jin learning if he wants to. His aunties fell silent. Their queen had spoken. Mama looked at Jin and beckoned him over. Let's see what you can do, she said, tucking him under her arm. As Mama led him into the kitchen, Jin felt as he was entering another world. Nothing he had ever seen before was as red as Mama's sambal belacan, and nothing smelled as lovely as her stews. The sizzle of her stuffed fried fish sounded like music. He watched as the fire danced in the same way his insides were leaping, the pot on the stove bubbling over like his laugh. Slowly, Jin picked up Mama's pestle. It fit into his hand perfectly. Mama looked at him and smiled as if she could read his mind. Let's get to work. And so, Jin and his grandmother pounded, they pressed, they squeezed, they sliced. They teared up when the onions were cut and when the chili was too spicy. And when Jin made a joke so funny that they cried. Mama shared her secrets, like how her famous laksa recipe was actually passed down to her by her father. Jin listened as he perched on the stool across from Mama, watching her nimble fingers peeling and preparing each colorful ingredient with care. He loved hearing everything Mama had to say. When the time came for them to add the salted plums to the Aitik Tim soup, Jin tried to follow Mama exactly. He didn't want to get anything wrong, especially not in front of his watchful aunties. He was so nervous he almost dropped a spoon into the soup when Tua E peeked over his shoulder. Mama winked at him. Don't worry, Jin. Cook from your heart, not from your head. Jin took a deep breath and began to relax, moving with all the magic that he felt around him. Mama leaned over to sample his soup and gave a sigh. Perfect. Once they finished, Jin and Mama surveyed the spread laid out before them, from rich red curries to perfectly plated pie teas and rainbow-colored kue, sharing a smile as they did so. Perfect indeed. That night, as the family sat down for dinner, everyone agreed that it was the best meal they'd ever had. Mama told them it was because they had special ingredient this year. The bees buzzed in loud agreement.
Of course, La, I always knew Jin had a gift in the kitchen. That boy was meant to cook.
Never doubted him for a second, said Aunties.
The next Lunar New Year, the kitchen still hummed with busy bees and sizzling stovetops. And right beside the queen was the happy heir to the kingdom, filling each delicious dish with sweetness, spice, and that very special ingredient. Aw, so he gets to help out in the kitchen.
That's wonderful.
This story is, this author said the book is a loving ode to his Peranakan Chinese heritage and the glory. Yeah, it's a distinct mixed community in Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. And it's about the glorious food that he grew up with and the desire in every child's heart to be seen, valued, and included. And that is the end.
What does it say? Do not.
Boys don't fry. That's what it's the title of the book.
Why does it sound like do not?
It does look like do not, but there's an apostrophe. So it's don't. So they got rid of the O here and they put an apostrophe. So instead of do not, it says don't. And that is the end.